Well, look at this. This is I'm going to give you a little lesson on Korean. Well, this is a Korean newspaper, and this reporter summarized so well. But actually, this is from American scientist. It says the plant has intelligence. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What level is this? Yeah? Yeah, mother-in-law level, right? Okay. Okay. What scientists found out is this. This is caterpillar eating these leaves. Okay? And these leaves, this plant has two different way to protect themselves. Okay. Number one way is this way. This is sort of direct avenge, it says. And when caterpillar is up, somehow they know they are up. You know, they are on the leaves. So leaves, somehow this interesting gene is activated. This leaf is producing some kind of bad stuff for this caterpillar. So as soon as the caterpillar eats some of these leaves, he gets a stomach ache. So it drops off. You know, isn't that interesting? Before these caterpillars on this plant did not have that. Did not have that substance produced. Do you think the plants really knows? No. There's a gene is prepared already there. So when caterpillar was on, then that gene got what? Spark activated. So it is God is actually protecting this what? This plant. Then second way is, this is very interesting way. Let me magnify more. Okay. When caterpillar is on here, and then somehow all other leaves seems to know. They produce a very interesting sort of what? A smell. Then that attracts all these wasps. And wasps come over and kill the caterpillar. Very interesting, right? So this is in the nature. Okay. So this is all God is what? Is activating the gene according to the what? The need. You know what? Not all plants do this. Sometimes caterpillar can eat those leaves, no problem. Why? Why? Because caterpillars also have to live. When is this kind of phenomenon happens? Because this is all God is what? It happens according to the need to balance out these ecological balances. Right? Isn't that? We're living in that in this kind of love. See? When God take care of the plants, right? How much more he can take care of us? See? So, now, knowing this, let me show you this. This is really amazingly interesting. Again, this is nature. This is top scientific magazine in this whole world. If your scientific paper is published on this, printed on this magazine, then you are really top-class scientist. Okay, there is no question about that. It's exactly a year ago, August 8, 2002. You know what they found out? AIDS virus on the attack. There's a CEM15 the human antiviral gene disassembled by HIV. You have no idea whatsoever, right? What it is this. You know, lately we have now the history of AIDS is becoming almost what, more than 20 years. So scientists learn and have a lot of experience with AIDS. Okay? At the beginning, everybody thought if you have AIDS, you're going to die, right? But it's not the case. Of course, a lot of people die. However, a lot of people survive. And even that some people get rid of AIDS completely. Okay? A lot of people don't know it. Okay. Why? Okay. Let me give you this. I think it was 1995, March, New England Journal of Medicine, they published the top article saying AIDS virus disappeared in a 5-year-old boy. This 5-year-old boy inherited AIDS virus from mother. You know, mother has AIDS. And mother has been taking this boy to UCLA. Okay. So UCLA, every 6 months, they've been checking him. But this time, they did the still routine blood test for the AIDS HIV virus. You know what? It came back negative. So UCLA physician thought it was definitely laboratory error, right? Mistake. So they took the blood sample again, and they sent 5 different laboratories. All 5 came back negative. It was not a mistake. See? They were shocked. Okay. They don't know how to explain this. Okay. And also in Johns Hopkins, there's 3 AIDS patients become completely negative. The University of Miami, 5. You know. I don't know why these things are not reported, but they know. And also, I personally have an AIDS patient in Brazil. When I went to Brazil, there's a Brazilian boy have AIDS. And he's, after doing New Start, he's completely negative. Okay. Well, I couldn't believe that myself, really. The reason why, now we know why. We know this can happen. Okay, this can happen. Why? Because scientists recently found a gene called the CEM15 gene, okay, which is active in the T cells. So what does CEM15 gene produce? The human antiviral gene. This is human antiviral gene. This gene, antiviral means what? Virus-destroying gene. So what the CEM15 gene produces is certain kind of substance which can kill the HIV virus. See? This is a very recent finding. So scientists say, wow, we do, a human being, T cell of the human being, does have what? That gene is ready to kill the HIV virus. So it means what? God knew. HIV virus can cause what? AIDS. So that's why God already prepared the CEM15 gene to kill, to produce certain kind of antiviral protein to kill the HIV virus. Right? So, now, let me ask you this question. Again, the answer is very simple, okay? Very simple. Don't think complex. Very simple. Then why some people have AIDS then? Huh? Yeah, they won't have it. Well, there's a too drastic answer, really. But eventually that answer is right answer. A little bit less severe answer. A little bit lower degree, lower degree. Yeah. They have the gene. Yeah, everybody has the gene. God does not discriminate.
Well, I know, but I mean it's
book. Okay, okay. It's very simple. Okay. The key point is this. Why somebody activate, has that CEM15 gene activated, they killed AIDS virus. Why many people don't? Hmm? Yeah. You can't go wrong. But problem point is what meaning? Okay, yeah. Your answer is right. See, there is some people CEM15 gene activates and then kill the virus. Okay, all right. One of most biggest problem in the hospital is when lab technician, draw your blood. Okay, then sometimes accident, somebody what? Passing by and hit, So lab tech was just about, putting blood into the test tube. Then somebody hit, then happened to what? Puncture. His own, It is, if you just draw HIV positive patient blood and then you punctured, it's a quite a sure way to get the transmitted, AIDS virus come in. But you know what? Statistically, only 90% of people do fine. Only 10% become HIV positive. Among that 10%, only what? Only the 5% has ultimately AIDS. Why 90% don't have no problem? You have answer right there. The CME15 gene has been what?
Activated.
Yeah. So it killed the virus. Yes. We doctors did not know that gene long. This gene was found very recently too. Yeah. When I found this, I was so happy, And some people, even though you have the gene, doesn't do anything. Gene does not activate. Why not? That's what my key point of question. Why not? Why some people, CEM15 gene activate, some people don't? What kind of people don't? See, mostly, number one, mostly homosexual, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be homosexual, really. Yeah. But if you're homosexual, you have a much higher chance. Why do you think homosexuals has much higher chance of not activating that gene? Killed, yeah. Killed. What if, that's right. Guilt is the most powerful negative power. Mm-hmm. So guilt coming from whom? Mm-hmm. Speaker, right? The Satan. Give us guilt. Well, that's fact. You can't go wrong that way. Yeah. This is a few factors, but to me, based on the concept I have been trying to teach you, is really the meaning. See, what meaning? Homosexual has what? Bad meaning. The meaning of homosexuality denies what? Denies recreation. See? That's right. Homosexuality denies reproduction. In other words, homosexuality embraces what? My generation is the what? End. I don't care my descendant lives or not. See? In terms of meaning, homosexuality is a serious problem, you know. But so it says what? All I care about is what? The pleasure now. I don't care about my descendant, you know. I have my descendant or not. That doesn't matter, you know. So that's why entire message, the meaning of being homosexual is what? It's just the focusing on pleasure without any what? Any further meaning. So homosexuality means there's no meaning in this life, right? All the meaning there is having pleasure now. And I don't need to what? Have my descendant go through this meaningless life again, right? So I don't want to have. So I used to really struggle with homosexuality, yeah. But I couldn't really say why it is bad. What's wrong with having sex with same sex? You know, you have fun. If you think that way, you cannot make any kind of conclusion. Why you have to judge, why you have to condemn homosexuals, right? Because they don't do any harm to you. They have their own fun with them in their own room. What's wrong with that, you know? That's the way they think. But it is what? It's a fact. But is it truth? The truth, the message of being homosexual is so huge. Very what? Very, it conveys entire message is what? Nothing is meaningful, right? Yeah. We don't care. If everybody become homosexual, this world will what? Completely end, right? See? Right. That's why God, it is totally against what? Life. It's anti-life message. So when you really, really have this anti-life message with you, within you, why that the gene which is designed and put in for your life will activate, right? Why? There's no reason to what? Activate. That's why even though God put that CEM15 gene to protect your life, your health, by being homosexual, you are what? Powerfully denying, right? The power which will come to you and activate that gene, right? That's why I think, by meaning, homosexuals are getting much higher instance of AIDS. At the same time, even though you're heterosexual, still you have what? No meaning in the life, right? Therefore, you end up doing alcohol, right? You're getting addicted to alcohol and drugs, and you're actually destroying yourself. Then again, even though you're not homosexual, right? Still, it is what? Destructive. It's an anti-life message. Now, it becomes so clear now. Again, this is... So this is exactly a year ago, August 8th, 2002, last year. You know what they found? This gene, the human antiviral gene, disarmed by what? By HIV. Isn't that crazy? Scientists recently found out HIV virus has gene to produce some kind of substance to deactivate, prevent activation of what? CM15. So it's what? War of the gene, you know that? We are living in the gene war. Isn't that interesting? So, even though you have, let's say you have accidental, you know, blood transfusion, but you know, you had an automobile accident, you had the emergency blood transfusion, and you had AIDS virus in. Okay. It does not mean that you will have AIDS, see? In what case? If your CEM gene is activated, you can kill them. No problem. Okay? But strange thing happened in your body. The HIV virus came in through the transfusion into your body. And strangely enough, your own CEM15 gene in your T cell does not activate. But contrary, on the other hand, the gene in the virus, which can produce some substance to what? To disarm CEM15 activation. Isn't that interesting? Then, who determines which gene, the virus gene to activate or CEM15 gene to activate? Did you see my point? Yes. So it is what? It is, after all, it is a meaning war, isn't it? What do you really mean with your lifestyle determines which gene shall activate. Wow. This is awesome, you know. This is awesome. So, can you see? My point is this. How much what you think, your philosophy on the life, and your lifestyle determines what? Which gene to be activated. We cannot activate any gene, but we can reveal somewhat our preferences in our lifestyle. Then spiritual level, they determine. See? They make judgment up there, right? Between Satan and God. When God justly can say, Sangli wants to live. So, God can show all the evidences to Satan, and Satan cannot say anything. Satan has no what? No further question than God. Activate CM15. When God cannot really prove that Sangli wants to live, right? According to Satan's observation, all Sangli does in his lifestyle, that means what? That reveals Sangli wants to what? Die. Then viral gene activates. Amazing, amazing. So this is really, this is a war of the spirit, isn't it? Yeah. We're living in that kind of situation. See? Yeah. So, it is amazing, really. So that's why the gene is what? Responding to the need, right? And meaning. What do you mean by living this way? What do you really mean by eating this, you know? What do you mean by getting so angry? See, you want to live or you want to die? See? Yeah. This really determines you know, what gene to be activated by the what power up there above us. See? Wow. And this is awesome, really. Mm-hmm. And so look at this. Hmm. This is very interesting observation. This is a petri dish and her cell culture. These are all cells, okay? Yeah, individual cells. And inside the cell nucleus, we have what? This chromosome, right? This is normal chromosome. This one came from mother. This one, this side came from father. So this is a one pair of the chromosome. Now, they devised a very interesting device to be able to shoot alpha particle. Okay, this is radiation. And so they only shoot one particle, and they can shoot to only one chromosome in one cell. Okay, and they successfully damaged. So this is damaged chromosome. So what happened? The chromosome was damaged at it fragmented, right? So it is just like a computer, you know. If your computer gets the wrong sparks and like that, then your file gets sort of what? Fragmented. So there is in computer to do what? Defragmentation, right? Yeah. So this is fragmented. This is the chromosome fragmented, okay, by the radiation injury. You know what? Only chromosome received was in this cell. When this cell, the chromosome is fragmented, then next cell gets what? Fragmented without receiving radiation. Isn't that interesting? This is just like if you were what? You were insulted by someone and you were really hurt. Then you call your friend. Then your friend is what? Hurt. The same thing. You don't have to have a direct insult to be damaged. You can be what? You can be damaged by what? Message. See? That's what we human beings are. That's why we are not just a physical being, but we are what? Spiritual being. See? The spirituality has a whole lot to do with us. See? Can you see that? See? When I saw that, wow, that's it. And see, again, look at that. Cell communication, the inside story says. Okay. Well, okay, this is the cell membrane. Let me see. Okay, so this is receptor, okay, receptor. And this is sort of a messenger molecules, okay, and like hormones and so on. And this, look at this, let me magnify more. Okay, look at this is chemical molecule. And every single chemical molecule has what? What is this? What is this? Hello? Hmm? Electron? Not an electron. Each molecule has their own what? Their own signal. Electrical signal. See? Electromagnetic signal. See? You know what? We human beings, we each of us have a different kinds of what? Electrical signal we send out. Yeah. See? That's why even without talking to someone, oh boy, she is mean. Because my gene feels what? The signal. Yeah. I don't think she likes me. You know. Why? We are electrically communicating. Even though you say one thing, and when you really mean it, your gene is what? Touched. But when you don't mean it, you said something right, but it never touched the other people's gene. So it never sort of changes the other people. No matter how wonderful lecture I give you, if I don't mean it, you feel bored. You know that? It's very interesting. Yeah. So when I really know what I'm talking about, and I really mean, then you are what? Your gene is touched with this powerful what? Electromagnetic power signal. Which comes with meaning. See? Yeah, this is the true reality. This is true spiritual reality. So every molecule has that kind of signal. They have their own signal. So, look. So when signal comes, finally touches this receptor here. See, this molecule per se does not get into the cell, right? It only what? Transmit signal. Then this receptor is activated. Normally receptor is deactivated like this, black receptor become what? Activated, red. Then signal is generated here. Then signal is what? Magnified again. Then finally it reaches where? It reaches nucleus. DNA in the nucleus dissolve genes. Finally, the specific gene is what? Activated by what? By signal. Yeah, signal. See? This is scientific observation. This kind of study scientists call signal transduction. Okay, the signal is transduced way down to the gene level. See? That's why when you hear a good message, you feel what? Touched. You feel moved. I am touched. I am moved. You know. Of course. In Korean language or in Chinese language, we are touched and moved. So we have that in one word. We say, gam dong. Gam means touched, felt. Dong means moved. Yeah. Same word. So the American also said, oh, we're touched. I moved. You know? What? Signal came to gene, right? Gene is touched, and gene is what? Moved. Activated. So interesting. You know? Yeah. So interesting. So this is how gene gets activated. I don't want you to forget this, okay? Yeah. See? It is not that brown rice does this, okay? It's the meaning of the brown rice. Okay? So, when I begin to eat brown rice, and this is only when after I become Christian, you know what was meaning for that to me? Yeah, this is how God created rice. That was my purpose. I want to eat the way God what? Created rice. That is, in turn, by eating brown rice, I'm giving glory to the Creator. Meaning. That meaning is more important than brown rice itself. It's just like this morning we talked about water, right? Water is important, but actually, more powerful impact is coming from the meaning of the water. It's more powerful, right? Yeah. So, so knowing this, it is very when you read the scripture, when you really know the true meaning, right? True meaning, boy, you have your genes can be touched and what? And activated. Okay. Let's look at this. John. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. Boy. Caught in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, then they said to him, to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act." In the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us to such should be stoned. But what do you say? Okay. Moses really said that, right? Yeah, really said that. So, Pharisees who took this woman, who caught this woman in the very act of the adultery, according to the Moses law, this woman should be stoned to death. No question about that. And they said, "But what do you say?" Why do they ask Jesus this question? Because they are trying to dispute what Jesus teaches. Because Jesus teaches what? God justifies ungodly, right? God is merciful. God forgives. And even justify ungodly, right? We studied last night, Romans 4, verse 4, right? So, Pharisees had a problem with that teaching, you know? So, Pharisees just caught that woman, you know, and brought to Jesus. Okay, now what you say? We understand, according to Moses, this woman need to be what? Stoned to death. What a difficult situation, isn't it? Yeah. Jesus taught them truth, but Pharisees know fact. If I were Jesus, I could have said that you guys don't know the truth, you guys only know the fact. But that's a bad way. That's what that by doing so you're condemning, right? Pharisees. You're trying to make Pharisees feel bad. But you know what? Jesus don't want to make anybody feel bad. Okay? Only purpose Jesus has, Jesus want to teach his truth, that he loved them, no matter what, no matter how bad they are. See? Guess what Jesus do? What do you say? This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him, right? See? So, if Jesus says, let her go, then it's against Moses' law, right? So they were not trying to find a fault in Jesus. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. Jesus is not arguing with the logics. See? Jesus simply what? Stooped down. Isn't that a really wonderful picture? The creator of the whole world is what? Stooping down in front of this, his creature, right? The sinners who think they are perfect. Holding what? Stones in their hand. Accusing another sinner. And Jesus is stooping down in front of him. What a beautiful picture itself, right? This Creator God, he can stoop down. Yeah. See? Why? To show his love in these self-righteous sinners, right? Yes, yes. Stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger. What do you think he wrote down? Their sins? Their sins? But Ellen White says their sins. Okay. But I think Ellen White meant more than what you meant. See? Yes, he wrote down their sins. But I don't believe he wrote this way, the way we usually think. You know. So Jay was one of the Pharisees there, holding stone. And I'm Jesus. I'm stooping down and I write, Jay. You know, December 20th in 1993, you slept with this woman. And it's a fact. And Jay, he knows. Then at the same time, George looked at what Jesus is writing, right? George found out Jay slept with that woman. That woman happened to sleep with George too. Is Jesus going to do this? No. Never, never. Jesus does not do this kind of thing. No, Jesus never condemns any sinner. But Jesus reveals their sin. And they can feel what? Convicted by Holy Spirit, that, we are the sinners. That's the way Jesus wrote down their sin. Okay, tell me how. How he wrote. You know what? I think he wrote this way. I thought about this a lot. You know. The Pharisees' sin is now that they do not understand forgiving God, right? Mm-hmm. They do not understand the cross. All they know is Moses' law. See? So that's their sin, isn't it? Unable to comprehend Jesus in the Moses' law. So they do not see Jesus in the Moses' law. They only see what? Fact of the law. So, Jesus have to write down that sin. You know what? So, you know what? You know what Jesus wrote? I believe this. I can be wrong. Jesus stooped down and he wrote, I forgave David. David commit same what? Same adultery, same sin. But Jesus forgave him, right? I forgave Samson. All these Pharisees knows of this Old Testament, right? And they hold the stone and they look at that. It is what? If they really see it, Jesus is gently convicting what? Their sin, right? But Jesus never condemning them directly.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Yes. And they look at it. Yes. Yes, God forgave David. God forgave Samson, right? Even though they commit adultery. But they don't understand the forgiveness. Only thing they know is a condemnation. Exactly that's what their sin is, right? But Jesus still wrote indirectly. If I were Jesus, you guys don't know the cross, huh? You know? And you know what happened to the Pharisees? Look. With his finger. Okay. When they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." Now the key point is here. He who is what? Without sin. What does this mean? He who is without sin. There are none without sin. There are none who are without sin. But then why Jesus asked this? Yeah, that's what I thought too. But you know, in that case, it doesn't really reveal true character of God, right? Yeah. You know, to me, it sounds like this. He who is without sin. Yes, of course, we're all sinner. There's nobody is what? Without sin. We're all sinner. But why Jesus said, is Jesus being sarcastic? You know, at the beginning I thought so. You know, Jesus stand up. Okay, you are not a sinner. If there's anybody here without sin, cast first stone. I don't think that is Jesus' character. You know? Jesus is always sincere. When he said this, he meant it, really. He who is without sin. Who is there anyone here? Let me ask you. Is there anyone here without sin? Raise your hand. Come on. Come on. Nobody? You should be able to raise your hand, really. Why? You are a sinner, but you are completely forgiven by the blood of Lamb. That's why you have to raise hand. Not because of your own quality. It's because of righteousness of Jesus Christ. For the sake of Jesus' blood, you have to raise your hand, see? So, see how much we don't believe blood of Jesus? We are sick with what? Fact. Yes, in fact, we're sinners. But in truth, we are what? We're righteous. We're without sin. Yes. Can you see how much we are intoxicated with fact, right? Yeah. Even the truth we see on the cross, in Jesus Christ, in the Christ, we are what? Righteous. See, that's what Jesus is talking about. So what Jesus is saying is this, I wish there's some of you knows me, right? For my blood's sakes, because of my righteousness, if there's anyone forgiven here, so there's somebody who is without sin, cast what? First stone. If that person who knows Jesus, all my sins are forgiven, cast stone. What is this person going to do? This person is not going to what? Cast stone. This person will drop the stone, right? Yes.
will drop the stone, and what he's going to do? He come to this woman, says what? My sister, God forgave you. Right? In fact, this man who's believing in blood of Jesus, who think he is without sin, is coming to this woman who is so guilty, right? And will tell her, dear my sister, you are forgiven. God saved you. In turn, in fact, this man is now giving her what? Giving her Jesus, right? Jesus. You know what Jesus is? Jesus is a stone. Jesus is stone, right? Jesus is a cornerstone. See? Jesus is what? Stumbling stone. Stone is Jesus Christ. So when we find sinners, then we need to cast a stone to them. Means what? We need to teach them Jesus. Yes. Amen. Amen. See? This is what Moses meant. See? Moses knew what stone was, right? Yeah. This is the truth. See? But this Pharisees only knew what? What is written, period. They read it wrong. Jesus is now interpreting right. Right? Yes. Among you, let him throw a stone at her first. See? I love this. You know, this is unique Hebrew way of what? Treating sinner. See? I'm glad the Hebrew way is not really strangle him, hang him, you know, burn him. Yeah. Why stone? Because the specifically why stone? It's Jesus. See? So when you find your enemy, throw the forgiveness, right? Throw Jesus to him. Then if he accepts, if the sinner accepts the stone as Jesus, he will live. If he doesn't accept, that stone will kill him. Is that right? Who's judging who? Sinner's judging himself. Right? Yeah. That's what it is. What a message. Yeah. What a message. And then those who heard it, being what? They were convicted. Yeah. They were convicted. Wow. You know? We don't understand something, right? Wow. Being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even the last. And Jesus was left alone. Isn't that sad? If they were really convicted, unfortunately, by what? By their conscience. They should have been convicted by what? Holy Spirit. Not by their own conscience. Own conscience means what? It's a moral conviction. So they feel guilty. They feel bad. So they sort of what? Avoid, they sneak out avoiding, avoid to face the truth. See? That's why they leave Jesus alone. If you're convicted by the Holy Spirit, love of God, what would you do if you're Pharisees? You kneel before Jesus and holding him, saying, oh God, you are truly what? Son of God.
we were wrong. We were bad. See? Instead of doing so, they dropped the stone. They left. They left Jesus alone. They did not come back to Jesus. That's what it means. See? And Jesus was what? Left alone. Isn't that sad? But there's good news. And the woman standing in the midst. Know what it means? This woman is the only woman convicted by what? Holy Spirit. She did not need to run away. If there is anyone to run away first, who is it? This woman, right? But this woman became fearless. Why? When she saw Jesus writing on the ground, it was her, right? When Jesus wrote, I forgave David, that means what? In that very moment, she was what? Forgiven. And she knew, this is God who forgave David. And this is God who is forgiving her. Why she should leave him alone? Right? She is staying with Jesus Christ. She stays. And the woman standing in the midst. Ah, praise the Lord, right? Yeah, praise the Lord. She found out what? This man, this God, justifies ungodly like herself, right? Wow. When Jesus had raised himself up, and so no one but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? Where are they? Jesus was very sad. Mm-hmm. Okay. And where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? You know, this question is very sincere question. You know what she said? No one, Lord. No one. No one. No one. No one can condemn me. Not even whom? Not even you, Jesus. You love me. No one. Herbert, no one condemned Herbert. No one. If any voice condemn you, then you remember that you're not God's voice. No one condemns you. No one, Lord. You know. What a powerful answer. And Jesus said to her, neither do I, what? Condemn. Of course you're right. No. Neither do I condemn. Go and what? This is one of the statements of Jesus misunderstood most. You know? And you know, if you read the Bible, and the John 8 verse 11, no one knows, and Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Go, sin no more. If you sin again, next time, it won't be like this. Is that what Jesus means? Oh, no. Why he says sin no more? Does Jesus know she will sin again? Yes, because why? She is sinner. You know. And yet Jesus says, sin no more. You know why? You sinned. Wasn't it painful? Right? And you, because you sinned, I was so painful too for you. So let's not go through this what? Pain again. Right? So, but if she sin again, Jesus will give same forgiveness, isn't it? Yes. But still, that process is so what? So painful. So painful. And Jesus is saying, wasn't it painful? Let's not do this repeat again, you know. So don't ever read the Bible. Go and sin no more. We are so corrupt. And reading Bible always wrong way. Go and sin no more. And then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the what? Light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but have the light of life. Praise God, right? Yeah. Look at here. From the beginning, Jesus forgave her, right? Yeah, from the beginning. Do you see here any evidence whatsoever that this woman repent? No. So don't say that you need to repent to what? To be forgiven. Repent or not, it is grace of Jesus forgive you first. Okay. Then sinner will repent, right? Oh, yes, I was sinning. Yes. Okay, remember this. Robert. That's right. See? Yeah. See? Okay. This woman never formally repent to Jesus, right? Never. So, forgiveness is not what? Coming after the repentance. It is forgiveness which is the goodness of God lead us to repentance. So there's many Christians says, oh, I need to repent. I need to repent to be forgiven. Come on. You're going the other way around. Wrong way. Yeah? Yes, I made a mistake. Wow, but he already forgave me. That's why I will repent. Yeah. Amen, right? Yes. Yes. Wow, this is really gospel, right? Yes. So. You know, we really know Bible the other way around. Believe me. You know. This is what? Tradition of men. Isaiah said that, right? We believe in you according to the tradition of men. Yeah. We better get out of that tradition of men, which is the Babylon. Okay? Tradition of man. It's not truth of God. See? So, finally, this woman is now stoned. Right? Mm-hmm. Stoned means what? She received the life. She received the forgiveness. She's beginning new life now. See? So stone is not the killing stone. Stone is what? Stone of life. The stone itself is what? Itself is what? The light of life. She finally received the light of life. Yes. This is how Hebrew system is. You know what? Why they say stone? You know, stoning is such an inefficient way of punishing people. You know? What a, you know, it's really inefficient way. You know? To punish, you just hang them, you know, or behead them, you know. But the Hebrew system is not. When you have a sinner, cast stone. You know what? Let Jesus judge her. See? That's what it means. Don't ever yourself judge her. Don't you avenge your enemy. Let what? Have God avenge you. Avenge him for you. Right? That means let God save that enemy for you and for God. Praise God. Yes. See? Whew. Yeah. What a God we have. See? Yeah. What a God we have. So, you know what? You know how your CEM15 gene activated? When you see this kind of God, and this God will give you enthusiastic desire to live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This God will give you enthusiasm to spread this wonderful gospel, wonderful character of God. You don't want to keep it yourself, right? You want to spread it. You want to tell other people. So that's why you want to be healthy. That's why you eat. You'll eat brown rice. Yeah. Yeah. This is the entire purpose of our health messages. See? It's all in one. Health is not separated from our spiritual life. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Let's pray. Dear loving Father, thank you for being such a wonderful God, Father. Your character is light of life. Your character is the stone which kills sinful me and starts a new life, a born again new life, Father. Father, let us be stoned by you. So we may live. We need the stone. We need your truth. We need light of life, which activate all the genes which promote our life, which is built in by you. Father, please keep revealing yourself to us. So we know you more than ever before. So our heart is filled with enthusiasm, with joy and hope, and we become full of desire to spread this wonderful light of life you revealed us in this gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
These are good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to